Hello, good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, whenever it is you're listening to this. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this is Find Your Purpose, Follow Me. So listen, this is all about finding your purpose if you don't know it, or getting some more insight into the power of purpose and what we're here for. So today I want to talk a little bit from the book of Micah. So those of you who may be familiar with Micah, he was a prophet who was really just called to just share with the people of Judah warnings about false prophets and corrupt politicians and wayward residents, and just calling people out to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God, and he's cautioning against greed, and you know, he really spoke against the political leaders of his day. So I love Micah. I mean, Micah was really something to behold, and what I'm going to speak to is from Micah 3, and you know, verse 8, "But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin." So I think in finding purpose, it's really, really important, and especially if you're a leader in today's world, is to check your motives. You know, what are your motivations for leading the way you do? Where is your purpose in whatever you do? I don't care where you're leading. Really, everybody leads. Even if you're in the house and you've got kids, you're leading those kids wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you are leading. So what is your motives? And how does God fit in? How does, as Micah does, he is championing God. And he is saying, you know, we need to motivate people, not manipulate people. So manipulation is moving people together for my advantage or your advantage. That's manipulation. Whereas motivation means moving together for mutual advantage. So if you're leading, that is your purpose, is to move together with the people you're leading for mutual advantage. So everybody wins. It's a win for everybody. It's not a, I used to work in big corporate, so, you know, it was like, well, it's the bottom line. We've got to shareholders. We got to serve our shareholders. What a crock. It's about money. That is about money. It's not about the people that are working with you. That's manipulation, because it's self-serving. So the whole corporate culture, the whole big business culture is very manipulative and self-serving. So if you find yourself like I was in that world, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And I think you may be compelled, like I was, to speak out against the injustices that were occurring within that environment. And that isn't taken well by the people that are in charge in those environments. Witness Jesus, right? He spoke out against the religious leaders and they killed him, because that's all they know how to do. I spoke out against the leaders in the corporate world and they fired me. So it's the same thing. You have to be ready for the repercussions if you speak out. But in my case, you know, I just couldn't help it anymore. I just couldn't look myself in the mirror anymore. So it took me a lot longer to speak out than in retrospect it should have. So this is what I'm speaking to you if you are a leader and you're feeling any of these things. Read some more from 3. Listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, should you not embrace justice? You who hate good and love evil. So that's it. If you don't embrace justice, if you see injustice and you just go along with the ride, you're actually condoning it. And that's something that needs to be reconciled within you. I know I had to reconcile that. Thank God for Jesus. So I could repent and know that all of those things are forgiven for me in my case. And now I'm just called to go do things like this podcast. Go make disciples. Go share the truth. And as for the prophets, reading from verse 5, who lead my people astray, they proclaim peace if they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to feed them. Isn't that telling? Right there. Yeah, and I know that gets back to the motives again. People can talk about peace. People can even talk about God and say, hey, we're God, you know? We love God, and God bless us. God bless this company. God bless America. All that stuff is just so self-serving. It really is self-serving. You have to be discerning and be able to see through that stuff, because God sees through it. So if you're leading and you're part of a bigger company that is leading people astray. I mean, I was in the food business, processed foods, and it was terrible. We're poisoning people, you know, with the sugar and the salt and processing foods. There's no nutritional value. I could just go on and on and on and on. So that is leading people astray. And it's all done in the name of the shareholder. Bottom line, profits. And that's what this verse is really talking about. That's how I'm applying it to today. They proclaim peace if they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to feed them. That's it. So if you refuse to go along with their schemes, then it becomes, oh, we gotta change course here. We've got to make the money. We don't care about the people, really. We don't care about nourishing people. We just want to make the money. And I realize this sounds maybe a little bit calloused, but I'm just telling you, I lived it. I lived in that world. So I'm speaking on authority here. So just be cautious. If you're in the world of big business, big religion, big tech, big, you know, entertainment, big anything. Listen, a lot of those people that are leading in those areas have sold their souls to the devil. That's why they're prospering in this world. That's why, you know, the media portrays these people. That's who controls this world, you all. So realize that Satan controls this world. So wouldn't Satan promote the people he wants to promote? Think about that. Think of the music industry, the pop culture, the music. I could tell you stories about that, but do some investigating on your own. Get involved in communities like ours where we speak truth and we encourage people with truth, biblical truth. That's the only real truth out there. So as far as finding your purpose, follow your Holy Spirit instinct, your intuition for some. Here, I'm going to read more from Micah. This is from Micah 9. Hear this, 3:9. Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge a bribe. Her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they look for the Lord's support and say, is not the Lord among us? no disaster will come upon us. Oof. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble, the temple hill a mound overgrown with thickets. This is what is in store for this world, you all. So I am calling out to you, if you're not following Jesus, start following Jesus. He has changed my life. He will change your life. And you will become, the more you surrender your life to Him, that is the purpose. That's the purpose I espouse to. Because the more I surrender my life to Him, the more empowered I feel. And not in my own power, but in the power of Jesus. Nothing about me. I am nothing without Jesus. I am nothing. Now, I can be something in this world without Jesus, but that's all a lie. And when judgment comes, that's not going to be good. Check the motives. Again, check the motives. Anything you're involved in, check the motives. And make sure your motives are good. If your motives are good, God will work with you, right? But for sure, follow Jesus. I mean, that is the key. So I'm going to read John Maxwell. He talks about the law of influence. Woe to leaders who abuse power. This is referring to this same chapter, Micah 3. God pronounces a dark future for leaders who practice injustice and abuse their power to take advantage of others. God rebukes poor leaders and false prophets for their sins that impacted the entire land. God notes that these leaders had power and influence, but that they used it for their own purposes. And if we look at the chapter, John points out God's view of these kinds of leaders. Number one, they destroyed people instead of developing them. Number two, they misled people into confusion instead of leading them in a cause. Boy, political leaders out there, is that what they do? Anybody that's divisive, pitting one against the other, that's what it's all about. They distorted justice instead of upholding justice for the common man. And they took bribes for themselves instead of taking responsibility for the people. All of those, all of that wisdom is gleaned from Micah 3. So take a look at it. If you don't read the Bible, just read this Bible. Just pick up the Bible, open it up to Micah 3, and just read through it. And then just think about it in your own words. Think about applying it in today's world. I think you're going to come away with a lot of the same conclusions that I'm coming away with. Look, trust the motives. Trust your motives and check other people's motives. If you're unsure of something, find out. Ask some questions. Be curious. See where their motives are. And I'm not saying everybody in big companies or big religion or big politics is bad. No, that's stupid to think that way. There are a lot of people with good hearts following Jesus that are within those organizations. And they're doing some good work, right? And God is working through them for the good within those organizations. So I'm not saying flee from those organizations. No, if you're involved, then start being truth. Be the light within those dark worlds. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for joining me on Live Your Purpose. Follow me. Check back in this Thursday. Every Thursday we do Coffee and Christ. And I hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. We will see you again soon.